Welcome to the Word of Life Tabernacle podcast, where we know one word from God can change your life today. From wherever you are listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
Acts chapter 2, and I want to teach from the subject this morning, a message called Giving Birth to Your Dream and Vision. Giving birth to your dream and vision. You know, God leads us by godly dreams and vision. A dream is what keeps you young, you know. A dream keeps you living. You understand what I'm saying? And so does vision. You know, Caleb and Joshua and all these guys, the reason that they lived so long is simply because they had a dream of one day, give me my mountain, the land of Canaan. And that's why we see these guys 80, 90, 120 years old, because that dream, it gives you something, motivates to live for, and your vision, it keeps you going. And then I want to use as a subtopic divine connections. I want to talk about relationships, how God divinely hooks us up, and we think many times we are just here because a job brought you here, or because I lived in this neighborhood, and all the time it's God divinely connecting you to people that's going to get you to your destiny. I dare say that there's a connection, we'll talk about that, even with my life to yours, that only God have to do. It's the Lord's doing and must be marvelous. And it's to motivate you to fulfill your dream and destiny. You know, Elisha could have never got the double portion or fulfilled his dream without Elijah. It took them both walking together. You know, they came to a place to where they was going to cross over Jordan, and the Bible said that Elijah, took the mantle, smote the river, and the two went on over together. There, you can only go for in life by yourself. There are people God's going to connect you with. If you got a vision and it's from God, I dare say it involves other people, unless it's not from God. When God started talking to me about the vision of ministry, and it wasn't about me. It was about the people he was going to connect me with. And many times we need to understand these are divine connections. People God will have in the right place at the right time in your life that helps you get you to the next level of fulfilling your destiny. So all that is part of the dream and vision. So let's look at Acts chapter 2, and let's look at verse 16 through 18. But this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel, that it shall come to pass that in the last days, saith God. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. Before we go any further, how many of you believe these are not on last days, but these are the last hours? And who's talking? Said who? Pastor Dick? Your favorite preacher? How many believe what God says will come to pass? Regardless of what the enemy is doing, regardless of what's going on in the media, regardless of what we're seeing happening in our nation, regardless of what's going on in your personal life, if God says something, it shall come to pass. Guess what? It shall come to pass. So I want you to preface that and get ready to grab hold what is going to come to pass and what is already coming to pass. It shall come to pass, saith God, in these last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. What God is doing, not getting ready to do, is doing, he's affecting all flesh. White flesh, black flesh, Latino flesh, German flesh, Italian flesh. Are you listening to me? God says, what I'm going to do, there is no gender or race barrier. I'm pouring out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. I got good news for you that's been faint over your children and think that there is no hope for this generation. God has already begun to start a revival among young people. It's happening. You just don't know. It's happening on college campuses. It's happening here. It's happening, you know, because it's like, oh my God. Oh, they're just so distracted with social media. We got all these digital distractions and TikTok and Instagram and this and that and all the young people and all they're saying about this party and doing this and there's a hip-hop generation. Now, I want you to know, and I'm prophesying right now, God is doing a work as we speak upon your sons. And he said they're going to speak prophetically. God is always interested in the young generation. But God says, I'm not just limited to that. He said, I'm pouring out my flesh, not just on college campuses, on the high schools and junior high schools. He says here, I'm pouring out my flesh because I know what's happening. Your mind is looking, but you're going to have to see like God sees it. God says something, it's going to come to pass. He talks by faith. He don't care what the media is saying. He don't care what CNN, Fox, ABC, CBS. He's not moved by that. God says it shall come to pass. I wonder how many believers we got. Praise God that there's an outpouring that's already started, already happening. There are young people and college groups, that's having prayer meeting right now this morning. Might be streaming doing this message. It's just because the media looks for bad news. They ain't going to tell you what God's doing. They're not going to talk about outpouring. They're not going to talk about Holy Ghost revival. They're not going to talk about people getting healed and saved. They're going to all the bad news, the drugs, the alcohol. But God is doing something in the midst. These are the last days, and God has saved the best for last. He said, I'm not just limited to the young people. He says, and your young men shall see visions. That's what I want to talk. Visions, dreams. And your old men, I'm not just dealing with one generation. I'm dealing with all generations, shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Now, I want to help you with this, because what God is doing is not just limited to one generation. It don't matter whether you're young or old. There's an outpouring upon all flesh, white flesh, Baptist flesh, Methodist flesh. You can denominationalism, some of you, when we don't believe in the whole. What God is doing, I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, you can't stop. What God is bigger than your box. When we believe miracles pass away, God don't care about what you believe. He's pulling us upon all flesh. And he's bigger than your denomination, than my denomination. They're my political root. God says what I'm doing is affecting the young and the old. And it's not so much that God got these two categories, of course. That's why I was bringing up about dreams. How old men of old, Caleb and Josh, what kept them alive were their dreams. God gave them dreams and vision. One day you'll move into the land of Canaan. Give me my mountain. Abraham, dreams and vision. And God says that it's not so much that is these categories. What happened? God will give a young man a vision, such as me. Why y'all looking at me funny? Are you calling things that be not as though they were? No, I'm calling things that are like they are. Now, seriously, when I got saved at 18 years old, God began to give me visions about all of this. You would preach to the world and buildings and all this. And what happens in a lifetime, a lot of times your vision, see, God don't want the vision to die. So as you get older, you'll begin to dream. You'll begin to dream about, you know, even though we've done all this, I still got dreams. I got, y'all don't, man, God want to impact the whole world. And what happens is that many times what happens is that old men will pick up those dreams. As we get older, the visions, you get older. And then you begin to dream that dream so that their children and their grandchildren pick back up the vision and it goes to the next generation. See, that's what has happened. We've seen moves of God, but because somebody let it go, there was a cutoff between the young men and the children. God says, what I'm doing, I'm causing the hearts, I'm turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the hearts of the children back to the father so that, let me give you a perfect example. Abraham, what Abraham didn't accomplish, Isaac did. It started with a vision as a young man, but he said, I didn't do it in my generation, I'm going to pass it on to Isaac. What Isaac did, as a young man, Isaac had to do. When he got old, remember he would take his sons and bless them because he still had dreams. You get that now? And he passed them from Isaac to Jacob, from Jacob to Joseph. And what God is saying, what I'm about to do in the earth is going to involve the old, the young, the black, the white. There will be no generation, there will be no race, or there will be no generation or gender gap. Because the next thing he said is, I'm going to pour out my spirit also. He made it plain. And you that think that women are not going to be a part and is a part of this revival, they're the main part, praise God. Oh, God can't use women. Where you get that from? Now, I'm like, you don't call women to preach. You should have told Mary that. Because after the resurrection, the Bible says she got ready. She said, don't touch me, but you go tell Peter. And Martha, she went and preached the first message, resurrection. You reckon God didn't know she was a woman? And upon my servants and my handmaidens, that means men servants and maid servants, I'm going to pour my spirit in these days, and they shall prophesy, speak prophetically. So I want you to get excited, because what has happened, we've become drugged and limited to just what we see, and there's a gloom around it, and I understand what's going on. Yeah, Brother Lee preached about the glory. But what happens is always before the glory grows, darkness will try to cover the people. And I don't know if you sense it. We've seen it in this nation. It seems like we've been grossed up. We've been caught up with political division, hatred, bombings, mass shootings. All of this has been, you know, drugs, alcohol, mass murder, all of these things, suicide rate. And the Bible says right before God did, he said, gross darkness shall cover the people, but my light shall rise upon thee. My glory is going to rise upon thee. Not on your car, not on your home. We think this is bigger than your stuff. There's something God is doing. It's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, reviving young people with breath air, reviving old people with breath air, causing dreams and visions to be resurrected. So I dare say, because of God pouring on His Spirit, everybody in here have a dream this morning. Amen. I don't care what your age is. You either got a dream or a vision. That's what keeps you motivated. And God wants you to give birth to that. Y'all are living and sitting in my dream. We are literally sitting in things God was showing me when I got saved at 18 years and 19, and I got in the Word of God. Dreams and visions grow out of the Word. I ain't talking about this cardinal stuff. Dream big. I'm talking about when you read the Word of God and it paints you a picture and promises of where you're headed and what God has promised you. Vision grows out of the Word of God. The more you get in the Word, the more you can see. That's what the Bible told Joshua. When God says, I'm going to give you a vision, go in and you drive out the Amalekites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. But you got to cross the Jordan. And then you got to bring down the walls of Jericho. And then there's giants. It's going to always be opposition to your dream and your vision. If it ain't no opposition, it's not from God. Are you telling me? But write the vision. Don't it tarry. You wait on it. Because what Joshua did, he couldn't see it. So you know what God told him to do? Meditate. Joshua wanted in my word. You want to get it? Meditate. Meditate. Don't look at the giants. Don't look at your bills. Don't look at where you came from. Don't look at your bank account. Don't look at all the adversity. Meditate in my word day and night until you observe. What that means? You'll begin to see. You begin to see how you're going to pay your call. You begin to see how you're going to fulfill your dream. You begin to see how your children are going to be saved. You don't see it out here. You see it in there. And observe to do according to all that's written therein. And then shall you make your way prosperous and have good success. How many want good success in life? Well, you need a dream. You got a vision. It's something bigger than you. And when God gives you a dream and vision, it involves other people. And so what God will do, will begin to divinely connect you to folks. Huh? Martin Luther had a dream. It wasn't just about him. It was about this whole nation. Are you listening to me? And God began to connect him with people over the years to start a movement in this nation to bring down racial strife that was trying to destroy the United States and brought about equality to not just black people, all people. You need to realize who was marching on that bridge. Huh? And that was opposition to the dream. You can kill the man, but the dream lives. Someone else gonna pick it back, gonna pick the vision back up. Joseph had a dream. It wasn't about him, it was about how God was gonna use him to change the world. The dream is always going to connect you to the baker, the butler, the Pharaoh. There are other people that God will connect in your life. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those divine connections. I ain't talking about someone who called in your so-called friend. I'm talking about when God divinely connected. And I dare say every dream and vision in everyone in this church, God has connected you to me to help you fulfill it. Because you're helping me fulfill my dream. And the vision, and when you hear the word of God, it helps you fulfill everything that God has promised you. That's right. And it's an outpouring of the Spirit right now on our young people, on our old people, on our middle-aged people, on Baptists, Methodists. Matter of fact, put up my first statement. Just put it up. The outpouring of God's Spirit will affect every generation. See, that's why we missed it. A man have a dream and preaching, and I dare say, Brother Wall, Brother Lee, Brother you, all y'all, my deacons, y'all picking up my vision. God don't want it to die. I might not be here forever, but the vision lives on. So I start dreaming now. And someone else picked back to the vision, and then you teach it to your kids. God don't want a generational, just a one movement. He wanted a generational movement. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Every gender. My male, maid servants, men servants, and maid servants. Thank God for mamas, praying mamas, and women, that when we didn't have enough sense to listen, God put us to sleep and said, it's not good that you be alone. You need some help. Oh, y'all don't have to, y'all women miss a good chance to say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we work together because the male, the man, carried the seed, the vision. And the woman has the womb. The male, the man, is supposed to plant his dream. That's why you shouldn't marry. No man ain't got no vision, don't know where he's going. He don't even know where he ain't got a job. No car. And some of these silly women today, not nobody here listening to me, you driving him around in your car, in your apartment, your house, and talking about he gonna drop me off to work. See, that's God said that's gotta change. Men gonna have to rise up and take their place. And see, too many times, I'm going to make this statement now. Matter of fact, there's a statement I made at the end of this thing that I'm going to go and make now because it's kind of fitting about women many times look at what a man drives instead of what drives the man. Don't stone me now. You better find out what he's about, what's driving him, what he want in life. I don't care what type of car he drive. Did they put that up? Oh, my God. God must have wanted to say that. But what he drive? Yeah, he's in a Porsche. Yeah, he's a drug addict, too. He's going to beat you with a pistol if you. It ain't matter what he drive. What's driving him? What are his values? Do he love God? Do he go to church? Now, don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to say we got to make better choices. Come on. Well, I might well give you the scripture reference on that. And see, you're looking at the car, but God looking at his heart. God told Samuel, he said, the Lord said in the same, look not on his car. Don't look at his car. Don't look at his clothes. Huh? All his height. I know he bootlegged. Because I refuse him. For the Lord don't see like man see. Man looking on our prayer, but the Lord looks on the heart. That's where discernment come in. I'm going to get that down because I didn't even think I could sneak that in there. Lord brought that in there. So Go back. Let's go back to the original statement, my. Let's go back. Let's go back to the first statement I made about this outpouring. So, this outpouring, it ain't about your race. That's why you see black people, white people. We got to understand that we don't have a sin problem. We have a skin problem. When you get born again, Paul said, I henceforth I know no man after the flesh. This ain't a black church, white. This is an anointed church. Whether the Hispanic, black, I don't care what color you are. Because what this outpouring, he said, you're going to pour the Spirit upon what? Black flesh, all black flesh, white flesh, all flesh. There's an anointing coming on the church, regardless of your gender, your color, your race, your name. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. And God said it's going to happen. Now, how he going to do it, I don't know. That's his business, but I believe he will. And there's dreams and visions that he places in young people, and dreams in old men. And there's a restoration, revival in the church right now that's happening now. I'm tired of people talking about God getting ready to. God is doing it. What you mean he getting ready to? You were saying that and back in the 70s, 80s, when are they going to start doing it? That's why a lot of people quit coming to church. God getting ready to. God getting, well, I'm broke. I need him to do it now. I need some food on my table. When he going to do it? God getting ready to. Isaiah 2, verse 2 and 3. The church is being reestablished on the day of Pentecost. Signs, wonders, miracles. Now, I want to remind you that Peter, what I just read, that it shall come to pass in the last day, that's Peter quoting Joel. Now, that was Acts 2. The Spirit fell. It's already here. It is already happening on the day of Pentecost. Remember, he was describing what was happening. The Holy Ghost fell. And there was men, watch this, under every tongue, under every nation. See, God is, this thing is big. And they said, how hear we speak every man in our own language? God had Grecians there. He had Athens there. He had all type, every race and gender. And they began to speak. There was an outpouring. And they saw them because fire came on them. The anointing came on them. They said, these men drunk. And Peter said, no, these men are not drunk. Seemingly that it is the third hour. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. He was describing what started back then and still going on today. So this is not a promise. This is a fact. And it shall come to pass that in the last days, there it go. Are we in the last days? That the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. God says, what I'm about to do, you're a city set on a hill that cannot be here. This outpour, I'm going to extract on the top of the mountain, and you shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations, people going to flow into it. See, the devil wanted to shut the church down, to scare everybody with the pandemic. With this, you're going to catch it. You're going to die. We just got. But the devil wasn't telling you about all the people that were living. And so people are coming back into the house of God. And many people shall go up and say, come, let us go back to Word of Life. Let's go to the mountain of the house of the Lord. Let's get back in the church, the house of God of Jacob. Because streaming is good, but ain't nothing like being in the presence. And they want to say, he will teach us. God will. He will teach us his ways. And we will walk in his path. For out of Zion, the church shall go forth. The word of the Lord is going to go forth. These are the last days. And in the midst of this outpouring, God says people are going to begin to flow back into the house of God. You ain't seen nothing yet. We just trickling now. Before Jesus come back, the power of God, when this move of God, this stirring of the Holy Ghost begin to come on Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, your denomination can't stop what God is doing. Black, white, Hispanic, Korean, Jew, it doesn't matter, Jew, Gentile. There's an anointing, God says, that in the last, and they're going to begin to give dreams and visions. What is God trying to do? Why is all this for? Just a shaking quick? No. He's trying to bring God consciousness back into the land. We've been so caught up with this and that, arguing over this and that, the last five, six. I'm talking about the church. Distracted with this and that, and who you for, this and that, and left and right, and moderate, and this and that. Oh, my God. All the time we are seeing mass shootings, guns or no guns. We're all the guns. Well, guns don't kill people. People kill people. They say that guns. Yes, it is, because the people got the gun. Don't say that to folks who done lost people to violence. But we ain't got time to argue about all that stuff. You can legislate, pass laws and bills. That ain't going to change people. They're going to still get abortion. I'm for life. Anybody got any sense for life? But I'm not only for life before birth. I'm for life after birth. And there's more than killing us than just a bush. Hatred is killing us. Division is killing us. Prejudice is killing us. Baby, you gotta keep all them folks down. See, all of this stuff, we're distracted. And what the devil's trying to distract us with issues. And we are seeing mass shootings that's affecting all people. The devil don't care if you're black, white, Baptist, Mexican. He's killing Republicans and Democrats. Bah, 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 bah. Gang wars, drugs, suicides, all people. And the church has become destroyed. But there's an outpouring that's going to be big. They're going to forget about all that stuff. And I'm prophesying to you that can hear in the spirit. Not for you that has been so blinded by your view that you can't hear in the spirit, that you can't even hear God speaking this morning. It shall come to pass unless they said, God, what I'm doing is going to be bigger than all the issues that have distracted the church. And dreams and visions are going to come. And the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established. And people are going to flow back into it. The devil thought this pandemic shut everybody. He was so happy. He had folks scared. We wouldn't do nothing. We wouldn't go anywhere. You're going to get the coronavirus, all of this. Until somebody had to say, okay, I know all that. I'm going to do all that, get my vaccination, but I got to live. People begin to get back. And I'm going out to eat. I don't care. You know how we are. I'm going to eat. I don't care. If it's something there, I can get it at home. I'm hungry. I like that restaurant. I'm going to Disneyware. I'm going to Walmart. I'm going to shop. Little by little, we've broken out because we realize God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind that God could take care of us when we got on the plane, when we got on the train. All of it, it tried to shut down the gospel. That's why I just kept preaching the pews. I said, Lord, I'll wait. Somebody got to preach the gospel. If you just give me a couple of guys to come and camera, I'll live stream it or whoever, but I'm not going to stop. I still got your mandate. I'll wear my mask and preach. They can do it, but I'm not going to quit preaching, praise God. Hallelujah. And God said, now I'm reestablishing the church, and people are flowing back into it because of this outpouring. And then remember, he said dreams and visions, dreams and visions. You say, what's that, connections? So your God-given dream and vision will involve other people, divine connections. You don't realize they're divine connections. They're just folks that are in your life. Some of them are leeches. Some of them are there to help you. You got to figure out who's a leech. Sucking the life out of you. Drama all the time. They don't never bring nothing to you. Matter of fact, every time they come around, you get a headache. You were feeling good till they showed up. And by the time you get through talking to them, your head is hurting. Never nothing positive. Never nothing that bring life. You got to understand who got these connections in your life. Either people are going to be There are going to be roadblocks, or what I call walls, or there are going to be bridges. A wall limits you. A wall is someone you hit the wall. You ever heard, I hit the wall in this relationship? That means you can't go no further. And God is trying to get you somewhere. He's a dust. He's giving you a dream and vision. And you got to ask yourself, is this person, is this man, this woman, my boyfriend, girlfriend, are they moving me toward what God has shown me? You just got to get honest. Why do I have to drag them to church? Why do I have to always coerce them? Hey, Wayne, what's down in them? It's not, maybe that ain't for me. Because when God gives you something, it don't drag you down. The Bible says, lay aside all weights. I ain't got no time to, when people run in a race and run this race, look, you ain't never seen nobody running a race with a full leather coat on. You got to hold that. Oh, your mom, here's this guy running 100. Got on the leather coat with the lining. That's a weight. Get set. Go. Well, he ain't going to win nothing. That coat going to trip him. You got to lay aside when you ask yourself, is this person in my life, are they helping me toward my destiny or are they hindering me? Are they a bridge over troubled water? Are they helping me when I was down and out, when I was sick? I said when you find out when your real friends are. It's not when you got money and you're going through. It's when you hit rock bottom. Were they there? Are they praying for me? Do they ever encourage me? If not, you got to lay aside the weight. That's what Jesus was talking about pruning. You got to prune your relationships. And that's not to get rid of people. It's to help you grow. My mama taught me that as a little boy. I used to always love to give mama, when she was lying, give her roses on Mother's Day. And those rose bushes were perfectly planted that by about May, whenever Mother's Day would come up, they'd be ready at their full bloom. And I noticed they wasn't blooming. I said, Mama, something's wrong. She said, boy, you got to prune. Mama went out there, cut those things, cut back, cut back, cut. Now, that was painful cutting back, but guess what? Next year, and when God is cutting loose relationship stuff, it's so that you can bring forth fruit. Sometimes you can be so close in the, so deep in the forest, you can't see the trees. You see, you're too close to people. And you can't see the damage that they're doing. And so it's important about the connections in your life. Abraham, get up from your kinfolks out of your house. You're 75 years old. Don't you think it's time for you to get up? Bible said when Abraham was 75, sitting up in there with a beard. And I'll show you something bigger. I'll give you the right connections. And he got up by faith and he left. All of them, praise God. And God said, now lift up your eyes. Look at the stars. Get a vision. Look at the sand. Can you number it? So shall your seed be. And then God began to connect him with the right people to fulfill the vision. Anyone hearing me today? Sometimes we don't want to let Lot go, but you got to let him go. He took Lot with him. Lot was about covetous. Lot was about the money. Lot didn't give a hoot about Abraham. He was looking at that money. God said, you're going to be very rich. He heard rich. Look at your neighbor and say, let Lot go. Now, Lot can be drugs. Lot can be a woman. Lot can be that number someone slipped to you that you know you ain't got no business calling. Oh, wow. Lot can be a whole lot of stuff. Lot can be that joint that you keep, you know, just in case you need, talking about medical marijuana. You ain't nothing wrong with you. You just won't get high. Quit talking about tweet. All right, let me. So your God-given dream and vision will involve other people or divine connection. Now, I want you to write these four scriptures down. I'm going to move, and then I'm going to move right into the heart of my message. Listen to the statement. Your God is going to involve. When God called me and gave me a dream, he said, I'll give you dreams and visions. It's always other people. You can't give by yourself. You can't receive by yourself. Even if it's for a job and business, you're going to have employees, relationship. It's got who are the people. When God called me to church, there ain't no way I can do a church, build a church, a ministry by myself. God began to send people, loyal people, committed people. And then you not watch, because when anytime you have a dream and vision, Lot will also, God don't send everybody. Satan will sow terrors. An enemy has done this. It ain't always. Some folk will come and sit up and try to come on. And you got to have wisdom to be able to discern the tares from the wheat. Are you listening to me? Everybody's not going to always be for you. Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. And so the devil, when God began to show connect, Satan is going to bring his folks in there too. And you got to be able to discern these connections. Genesis 37, verse 5 and 6. Here's the first one. We're going to talk about dreams and visions just briefly. And Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brother. Now, I want you to write these references down. And they hated him the more. But he said, here, I prayed a dream. I dreamed. Now, notice, he had a vision. And that's why you need to be careful when God gives you a dream and vision who you talk to. Amen. Make sure you don't share your vision or your dream with someone who's not capable of operating outside of jealousy. You're going to do what? You're going to be a how big a house? How many square feet? What? Shoot. I can't, man. My whole house ain't going to be. And then they get jealous. See, when God began to tell me about what these properties, 15 acres, I remember he gave me a vision, gave me a dream. Then he began to connect me. He connected me with Daniel's realtor at that time. And Mr. Daniel, Walt Daniels. And he was old school. And I said, and they was trying to, you see houses all around here. It's all around here. Look down the street. Look all around. But they couldn't. They wanted to build houses on it, but they couldn't. You know why? God. It was holy ground. And so when I came and God connected me to him, they changed the, help me out, the zoning to make it inside a residential that we can build a building here. Why? Divine connection. Huh? Then things begin to happen. And we went from there and there. And there was always opposition though. Matter of fact, some of the men that walked out with me when I showed them went, nothing out here, sticks. It was a dumping ground. Matter of fact, they were dumping trash and old refrigerator, all that. And I walked up in here and the day that we had bought, took the devil met me. Come down. I ain't going to tell you who the devil was, but he come down and he said, what you doing on my property? How many of y'all remember this? I need Brother Lee. I need Brother Cron. Was Cron with you? Cron was with me. Is Brother Lee? Where Brother Lee at? He's downstairs. Okay, somewhere. I don't know where he is. He's here. And I think Brother Jack, I took four elders. And boy, we were. And so opposition. So when you show someone you dream, they're going to hate you the more. And I said, your problem. Come to find out, this person had extended their land or had a fence on my property. And I made it. He said, when they found out, once we did the markers and they found out they're going to lose five, I'm sorry. No, you're going to take it down, devil. So what I'm trying to say, listen to me, folks. Watch who you share your vision with. That's why I didn't put a sign out on the hill. Future home of Word of Life Tabernacle. Then people say, oh, Reverend D, you hear about it? Let's go out there and turn the property. See, in other words, a dream going to cause you something. You don't have to fight for it. It's going to always be opposition. When God tells you to go into Canaan land, it's going to be giants. It's going to be walls of Jericho. It's going to be Naka. And it's up to you to drive them out. You got to be willing to fight for your dream. That's why I want to take you to this next scripture here, which is Ecclesiastes 5:3. For a dream cometh with much busy. You're going to have to work. A lot of people dream, but they're lazy. Always talking about what they're going to do. Do something. I started doing something. I started in the wild. I didn't wait on this. Oh, I'm an artist. I can't. My hands are anointed, and they can only do painting. And if I work blue collar at McDonald's, I might mess up the anointing. You better get a job. God can take you through McDonald's where he want to get you. You got to start somewhere. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So you're going to have to be diligent, and it's a painful effort. It caused Joseph pain. His brothers got mad, threw him in a pit, sold him in slavery, lied on, accused of rape, 20 years in prison, forsaken by the baker and the butler. But God took him from the pit to the palace because there was connection. There was always someone there to connect him. And when he connected to Pharaoh, what happened? He became second in land. And at the end of it, when he had a dream, and they finally came, and there was a famine throughout the whole land, and everyone came to Egypt, and Joseph was in charge of all the storehouses. They finally bowed down exactly what he said, And he said, you meant it for evil, but God worked it for my good to save much people. It was never about me. It was about these connections. The dream got to be bigger than you. The vision got to be bigger than you. This wasn't about me getting a house in Compton. This is about changing the world. God says, I'm going to put my spirit on you. You're going to begin to dream dreams, visions. But you got to give birth to those things. Now, let me do with the vision part. A couple of scriptures. I'm just going to tell you. Then oh, Lord. Where there's no vision, the people perish. God, the vision is big. It's about people. People got to be connected to your vision. All I need is Jesus and nobody else. No, you're going to need more than Jesus. Jesus can't run the camera. Jesus can't do the downstairs, all the editing. Jesus can't work the parking lot. Jesus can't be the Sunday school. Jesus can't do the audio visual. Jesus can't usher. Jesus can't greet. I need people. And I dare say some of you think you are here by chance, and God has divinely connected you to me because there's something in you he's trying to birth. He want to bring something out of you. So God gives me a vision, then he gives me people. And as goes me, as goes your vision. God don't want you to perish. When Moses' hand was lifted up, praise God, by Aaron and Hur, the Bible says the people prevail. But when he got heavy and the vision began to die, the people suffered. And you got to know the people God has brought into your life. Sometimes those people will even hurt and even rebuke you. And you can't get offended. You got to know that's who. My vision is connected to them. I ain't going nowhere. I know where my healing came from. I know where my living. I know where I first got peace. I know where the light came from. The vision always bigger than you. Go to the next one. I will stand upon my watch. Watch this. And sat upon the tower and watch to see what he who God will say unto me. We ain't talking about some wild vision that's coming by. I just saw, I want this. I want a million dollar house. I want to let me. We're talking about vision growing out of what God says. God began to say, I'm saving you. I want you to build a center, a teaching center. Raise up truths and foundation. And I want you to base your teaching on understanding because my people has been frustrated. Go line upon line. They've been preached to, but no one haven't taught them. And so I'm telling you, but see, God will give you specifics about what you're to do. Don't try to be no one else. Don't try to be Bishop Jakes. Don't try to be Oral Roberts. Don't try to be some other preacher. This is a job for you. You understand what I'm saying? You know, there's sometimes that you get your, I learned to celebrate my own identity, my own personality. And God began to say, okay, do this and do that and go here. And I'm going to have someone talk to you about this land. And then I'm going to bring someone else, and there are going to be other builders. They're going to come. They're going to do the sheetrock. Then I'm going to talk to you about television. Not yet, but I want you to, for 5 years, 8 years, he told me, I want you to go on the foreign soil. He sent me to Africa. Every other year, I was building churches there. You got to understand the seasons in your life. And then he said, now quit doing that. I want you to work and start building these buildings at home. Start preparing a pilgrim because what you're going to do. I want you to prepare for television. Start telling people to get the audio vision before we even had the church because I want to be able to reach the world. I don't want this to be contained just High Point. I want, and God began to send the people, connect with the people. He connects someone to train the cameras. We learn how to do the cameras ourselves. Then we begin to train other people. God, what I'm saying, we're the vision. It's all about the vision. And why? Because Joseph took time to interpret Pharaoh's vision, his dream came true. And see, what God is after is everything personally, the dream and visions he's given you coming to pass. But you need to be connected to someone that'll give birth to that, that'll feed on that, that'll, come on, man, somebody got it. I'm going to preach this. I've been trying to hold it back. But you see, when God gave Mary a vision, and told her, you're going to have a son. He's going to be the son of the highest. And Joseph won't be the father. It's going to be the Holy Ghost. And it's going to be the seed of the word of God. And begin to, she said, how should this be? She said, I don't know a man. The Holy Ghost in the word. The Holy Ghost in the word. For no word from God is void of the power it takes to fulfill itself. Be it unto me according to thy word. Now that she's got the vision and she's got the dream down in her, notice what she, and the Bible says, and as she went, she left that went unto Judah. And when she began to, she came into Zechariah's house. And as she made salutations to Elizabeth, see, God will always send you to someone that's already carrying a miracle. See, the worst thing you can do is when you're pregnant is be around barren people. You need someone that's got a vision. Iron sharpening iron. You need someone, a pastor that's going to push you, that's going to make you dream. Begin to say, we can do this. We can come out of it. We can retire early. We can, whatever God has put in you. God will send you to other people that's already carrying something, already pregnant with something. We're talking about giving birth to your dream. And the Bible says that as she made a salutation, you know, John heard about it. He was a forerunner. He was divinely connected to Jesus. See, God is doing a divine hookup. He leaped in his womb. When God sends you to someone that's going to just going to help you to your death, something will leap in your womb. You can tell if I'm your spiritual father. When I teeth, it stirs something in you. Something begin to come alive. Dormant things begin to come alive. Something, and that's the divine connect. That lets you know you're in the right place at the right time, because God has given you a dream and vision. Now God is connecting you, your family, your marriage. You don't care. Don't let no enemies, don't let no haters separate you from the person that caused your dream to leap, to turn. You know what I'm talking about. You come alive. Some of you sat for years in dead churches and nothing happened. But all of a sudden you came. Do I have anybody with me that's streaming it? And you begin to come here. And as I begin to teach, something begin to turn inside of you. Something come alive. Hope came alive. I can come out of it. That's God letting you. I'm divinely hooking you up. Do I have any witnesses?
Yes, sir.
It ain't about your color.
That's right.
It ain't about your church. God says what I'm doing is bigger than race and gender. You find your hookup.
Yes,
the one that caused your dream to come alive.
Yes,
the one that caused your vision to come alive.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to send them to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting ahead of myself. See, God knew Mary needed to talk to someone that was already carrying a miracle. Now, Elizabeth was old. But she at least had a man. Zechariah, even though God had to shut his mouth for John to come. Talking about how this thing be. You are a man of God sitting up. In the church, talking about in the tabernacle, talking about give me a sign. God said, I tell you the sign gonna be you ain't gonna be able to talk. Angel said, let's shut him up, because we got until this thing happened. But Mary didn't even have a man. She was a virgin. She was a young virgin. Imagine was a teenager. Can you imagine how those words sound to her? I'm pregnant with something. I got to give birth to something. And it ain't going to come from a man. So God sends up to someone. God will hook you up with people that's carrying something in them to make what had died in you come alive. See, Shelemon Kashyabeteke. Elizabeth had never felt the movement of a child until she came into the right connection. And there are some things lying dormant in you until you connect in the presence of the right anointing, they're going to die there. And God don't want your dream or vision to die. That's why you can't go by the flesh. That's why I said don't look at the flesh. Well, I don't like Pat. He did. It ain't about what you. I'm not asking you to like me. All you need to know, have God given this man as a divine hookup in my life to bring to life the dream? That's the bottom line. Well, George, he don't know. That ain't about my wife. Where was I at? What was the last thing I said? Put up the last thing I said. I got to move. Good God Almighty. Okay, so vision grows out of, he says, to see what he answered. And this is how he answered. Write the vision. That's why you need to write down what God said to you. And the Lord said, write the vision. Write down your dreams, your vision. I chronicle. You need to start a journal. I got my whole life from the since God called me. Things you sent me and said, I got it all. We don't write down enough things to reflect on and look back and go, oh, yeah. See, your life today is a result of the seeds you sowed yesterday. And you miss some of the valuable lessons when you don't go back and reflect. Oh, my God. That is, I always want my son to be in the ministry. He's in the ministry. I wanted God, oh, my God, that for everything I wrote down, he said, write it down. Make it plain upon tables that they may run there reading it. For the vision yet for appointed time. And in the end, don't speak and lie. Do it tarry, wait on it. Because it was surely coming out there. So God, he said, in the last time, upon my spirit, you'll have dreams and visions. I dare say everybody in here got one or the other or both. And God don't want it to die in you. He wants you to give birth to it. But you can't give birth by yourself. I know you've been trying artificial insemination. But that ain't natural. And somebody still took a sperm from somebody. I don't need nobody. Yes, you do. I'm glad I preached it first. Now you're going to get it. Go to Luke 1, 34. Now you'll see it. I ain't got to take all that time. I'm going to break it down to you. I'm going to unpack it. God gave me people all through my life. First call. What you do? God had a turn. I didn't even know. Through a friend. Come. I want you to. He did it through his attorney. Paid for it, everything. I want you to go ahead and incorporate this church. Write the bylaws. Do all this. Lord, what am I going to do? God always connected me to people who helped me get to the next step. There's another step. Just trusting God. See, you gotta learn to trust God. Lean not to your own understanding. You got to learn to trust God. He don't show you the whole picture. Abraham, just get out. And when you get out, I'll show you. Huh? I'll show you where to offer up Isaac. Bible says on the third day, he said, stop here. Now go. See, that's where the ram was. Your ram is already in the bush. God will hook you up to people. Huh? They got everything you need. Hook me up with CW, Angela, and Death. Said, this is the station I've been wanting you on anyhow. Those other stations, huh? Out of that grew other relationships. Television, reaching the world. See, people dream, your dream and my dream come to pass at the same time because they're divine hookups. Look at Luke. Look at you guys. Luke chapter 1. I just preached it to you now. Good. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for getting it out of me. Look at Luke 1. Look at verse 34. Let's look at Mary. She's pregnant with a dream, a vision. Some of you have been pregnant with some things. And what I mean pregnant, you know what I'm talking about. The seed of it is the word of God. What God said to you, put something down in you. And that's your vision. You got Luke, Gospel chapter 1, look at verse 34. And Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost. See, some of you are looking for a man, remember? Looking for that car, still looking what the man drives, still what's driving him. Find out what's in him. Find out what he's about. Get to know him. Be still. Don't hook up with someone you don't know. Because what they got, how they look. Lord have mercy. That man, he bow-legged. That's what the devil said. He know what you like. That's why the devil sent you a bow-legged man. Because he know that what you want. He going to see you exactly. The devil is not going to send you a wench. He ain't going to send you an old snaggletooth guy that's broke with knock knees. He going to send you the type of legs. I ain't trying to be calm. I'm just telling you the truth. I like him with blonde hair. I like their light-skinned. He going to send you a light-skinned woman. She ain't going to look like Cicely Tyson. He know what you want. And ain't nothing wrong with Cicely Tyson. That bit black is beautiful. I'm black. So, yeah, but I'm trying to say, don't think the devil haven't researched you. And he know. Let me stop. Let me see. Y'all see y'all down there. Okay, whatever. Huh? And so he said, a man. He said, you ain't gonna need no man. He said, the Holy Ghost. See, Mary, really, I don't need no man. Okay, the Holy Ghost and the seed of the Word of God, this holy thing shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has conceived in her, see, a son in her old age. You need to be around someone that's carrying something from God. And this is the sixth one, not old dead spirit. Some people carrying stuff, but it's a bunch of mess, a bunch of gossip and deceit. And when you begin to discern the spirit, I don't care how much they smile, you're going to find out what people are really carrying. Oh, yeah. And the Bible says, and she's with 6 months, which was called barren. She ain't barren anymore. She's carrying something. Yeah, how you going to give birth to a vision if you ain't even pregnant yet? You got to get pregnant with the Word of God. The seed is the Word of God. For what? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, I want you to stop right there so we'll know what he's talking about with God, with God's Word. That's what he's talking about. Put that up in Amplified. That's all I want. That's in Amplified so we know what we're talking about. So, in other words, you need a word from God. For with God, nothing has ever been possible. No word. What? I will watch, see what it'll say to me. That's where vision come from. You're going to have a baby. It won't be by a man. It's going to be the Holy Ghost. No word from God is without power. Power to heal. The power to bring itself are impossible fulfillments. Now she know how. The word. So the Holy Ghost and the Word. Go back to the King James. And Mary said, behold, this is God's response. Once he give you a vision, once he tell you what to do, where to go, and put the people in your life, he said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it according to me, according to thy word. And the angel departed. She received, she became pregnant. Get it? Okay, now why? But she didn't stop there. Look at these divine connections. Mary rose in those days into the hill countryside and to the city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutations or the announcement of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. See, God will send you to someone that's already carrying something. God, iron sharpening iron. That's why God will put you in a church that's got a pastor that's always got a bigger vision. This thing is bigger than you. You need someone that stretches you. You need someone that makes you live. You don't need someone barren. You need someone that's already got a dream of changing the world. Are you listening to me? Iron sharper than iron. And the Bible says when you heard a salutation, that the Bible says that Shilamon Kushkebidi. That the babe did what? Leaped in his womb and she... Elizabeth filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice. Now watch this. I want you to catch something. See, how shall this be? God's going to show you someone that's already pregnant. Going to give you the right connection. And what's laying dormant in you is going to come alive. She spake out with a loud voice, said, blessed art thou, Mary, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. From whence is this to me that the mother of our Lord, you are carrying my sick shit, come to me. Now watch this. Watch how God confirms this in her. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutations or announcement sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she, you Mary, cause you believe. Now she's confirming. For there shall be a performance of those things told her about the Lord. She's encouraging her. All you got to do is believe God. I know you're a virgin. I got mine from Zechariah, but you keep believing God, for there shall be a performance. You don't have to make it happen. You don't. All you need to do is whatever. Know what God told you in your vision, that you'll be out of debt this time next year, that you'll start this ministry, that you'll build a church. It'll become the pillar. I didn't know how God was going to get all this. I didn't know where the money, the cameras, the people who was connected. I couldn't do it by myself, but God began to connect me, and all God wants to say, you ain't got to do it all. Just believe what I said. And I will perform. I'll bring the people. I'll bring the money. I'll bring the cameras. Amen. Because when you get a vision and a dream, it's all these questions. But God will always send you to somebody that's already carried a miracle to encourage you to go for it. You can come out of debt. Your whole family can be saved. Your son can be commuted off the death sentence. I've seen God do all types of stuff. You can have a child. I don't care if you weren't born with any organs to have babies. God will perform it. Do you believe it, Mary? I know you ain't trust. You don't know nothing about a sperm. But you got the seed of the word of God. And if you'll believe what God told you, there are going to be people that's going to doubt you. Say, Pastor Diz can't do it. Who that little boy think he is? I didn't man. What he going to do? Time, blah, 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 blah. But here's latest. The vision is speaking for itself because I believed. And God connected me. And I'm saying that it will connect that something should leap in your womb when I'm up here. Something should be stirring in you. If you can sit through my teaching and just be honest and you just dead, it's dead. You don't belong here. Something should leap. Something should leap. Do I have any witnesses? Something should leap. Yeah, but I've been going to Unsung Church all my life. I don't care where you've been going. Do you leap? Do something come alive in you? God is trying to divinely hook you up. Put up my next statement. I got to move. Ah, shut up. Conceive God's word. You can't give birth to something without the seed of the word of God. That's why you need to spend time in the word. Get in church and preach the word. Vision, grow out of the word. Then be led by the Holy Spirit. How should this be? The word and the Holy Spirit. No word from God is void of power, and the Holy Ghost will help you. The word and the Holy Spirit. If you're going to fulfill and give birth to your dream and vision, the word and the Holy Spirit. Huh? It'll be up there later. It'll be on the CD and the tape. Look at the 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of God that does what? Lives and abides forever. That same word got you born again. The same word is going to be vision. No word from God is born is void of his power. But you can't give birth to something without first getting pregnant. You need the seed, the sperma, if you please, of the word of God. And when God gets you pregnant with a vision and dream, then you just go to the word. You keep pounding that word in there. Don't it tarry, wait on it. It's for an appointed time. It's for an appointed time. It didn't happen this year or today, but it's going. God can't lie. Hallelujah. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance. Then you need to be led by the Spirit to know where to go and who to sit under. Notice Mary knew exactly where to go. God divinely hooked it up with Elizabeth. Next scripture. Romans 8:15. I gave you the wrong scripture. It's probably 14. For many of the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Oh, it's the next. It's either 16. I looked at it wrong. That's on me. So Romans, I think it's either 8:15. It's either the verse before it's four. You've not received the Spirit. No, it's verse 14. I said 15. For as many are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. God will lead you by Spirit. He'll lead you by Spirit. Don't worry about it. They may put it up there. They're not, but it's there. They corrected it downstairs. Just trust me. So you got to be led by the Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Ghost came and she led her. She got to lead you to divine connection. Some of you think you just came to this church, but God led you. Some of you thought you found it by mistake. Some of you thought your job was moving here, but God was hooking you up because he wants something to come alive in you that nobody else can bring alive in you. Are you listening to me? That's why people leave dead relationships. Huh? Ain't nothing alive anymore. Long as you're with the one God hooked you up with, you should keep something alive. Huh? But when it's dead and you don't know the kind of money, y'all just two people paying bills, you know, you become like B.B. King. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone. Lost money. Come on, ain't no prayer, ain't nothing. It's just dead, dog. Okay? Now, watch this. Watch this. See, there it is for ministers. So, Holy Ghost, okay. Now, let's go to Galatians. Go to Galatians. Listen to this. Elizabeth needed, God knew that Mary needed to talk to someone that was already carrying the Mary. Let me slow down. I'm just going to take my time. I got so much to say, and you ain't got enough time to let me say it. Even though tomorrow you're going to go to work for 8 hours. Get that man 8 hours, but you won't give me 1 hour. That's okay. I still love you. I know we're connected. God knew that Mary, see, God knows who you need to talk to. He'll give you a dream and vision. He know who you need to sit under. Or watch this. He know who needs to talk to you. Proverbs 27:17. For iron sharpened iron, so do a man sharpen the counsel of his friend. You need to be around someone that's sharp. If you around someone dull and dead, you're going to be dull and dead. Huh? No vision, always got strife, always see. They're carrying something, but it's not from God. It's a bunch of strife. It's a bunch of deceit. It's a bunch of division. That's why God looks on the heart. You're gonna, one of the most important gifts is discerning the spirit. We need to discern what's among us because everything's smiling. I know God has given me that. That's why I just let people go on. I can look right through people. They don't even know it. I can tell when they lying. It's something God let me know. Leave them alone. They're just a lie. They're lying like a rug. Don't do business with them. Don't trust them. Don't put them in a position. Why? Iron, when you're sharp, it keeps you sharp. Now, I might not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but you're around a pretty sharp pastor. I ain't just talking about address either. I'm talking about in the spirit. You need someone on the cutting. So God says you need to go to talk to someone that's already spirit, who's going to take you higher, not put you down. And you can change the countenance of your friend. You come to the presence of someone, man, all of a sudden you were worried about stuff, trying to fix it, and you just go, wow, my man of God, man. Every time I get around, I get answers. It changed your countenance. That's God bringing you under divine connection. Now, next statement. Elizabeth had never felt the movement of her baby until she heard Mary's announcement. See, there are certain voices that build you up. There are other voices tear you down. And up until then, she had never. So not only was she confirming something in Mary was confirming something in her. They was confirming one divine connection. And God know where we need to be, who needs to be where, what position. You might not think they should be there. I might think it ain't about what you feel about it. Because 1 Corinthians 12:18 and verse 20 says this. But now God has set every member, every one of them in the body as it has pleased him. He know who to connect you with. You wasn't just didn't join. Some of you, God set you here because he knew there was something lying dormant in you. And when you get under this man and the teaching of the word of God, it's going to come alive in you. Now, it might not please you. It might didn't please your wife or your husband. That's where you got to come to who you want to please the most. Abraham, do you want to stay here and die with your family? Or do you want to get out and establish this covenant of wealth and affect me? Because he said, nations shall come out of thee, the families of the earth. This ain't just about you, Abraham. It's about other families. And I'm setting you. Because sometimes you're just so soul tied. All you think about is you and my kids and my kids. This ain't about your car and your house and your neighborhood. God sets you in the body as it pleased him. He's supposed to be your Lord. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things which I say? Now, every one, many members, but yet one body. God know who fits. He know how to put people in the places that'll cause stuff to come alive. Yeah, but my mama want me to go here. My daddy don't like that. I don't care about your mama and your daddy. Do you want to obey God? Or do you want stuff to lie dormant in you the rest of your life? We're talking about giving birth to your dreams and vision. Now, go to Galatians. 4. And look at verse 19. When you have something birthed of God, the worst thing you can do is be around dormant people. That's why God, you know, it's like you outgrow folks. It's just like, man, y'all still in the strife and bitterness. No, I'm tired of that stuff. I'm trying to grow. I'm putting all that stuff aside, man. And, you know, man, you've been in church too long now. When I was a child, I thought of a child. It's time to put away that childish mess. I don't want to hear about your story about somebody else, what you heard and somebody said. Huh? I want to get around people that's going to help me grow. Amen. Challenge me. Iron sharp people. Galatians 4. We're coming home now. And look at verse Galatians 4. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And look at verse 19, one verse of scripture. Got it? Galatians 4, verse 19 says this. It says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you. What do travail mean? Prayer, pain, to give birth. We're talking about giving birth. Paul knew there were certain people connected to them. And this is what I've learned to pray. God, all that you've given me, that's all I want. Because that's all I can have anyway. All that you've given me, who's supposed to be connected to me, I pray for them. I travail in birth. Put this up in Amplified. You'll see it. My little children. See, it was people that were born again. Those connected to him, of whom I'm again suffering birth pains. We're giving birth to the vision. Why? You're part of my vision. And I'm part called to help you bring your vision to me. He says, until Christ be completely and permanently formed and molded in, you don't never stop praying for those. God wants everything, the complete vision, Christ, permanent. And that takes my mind don't know everything you need, but the Holy Ghost do. Likewise, we know not what to pay. But groanings and others, God, those that's connected to me, God, I pray that you'll call their baby to leap, call their dreams, everything that you can pray, God. Have me speak the words they need to hear to make stuff come alive. I cover them in blood. That's all I can do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if you're connected to me, you'll know it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your mama might not like me. Your daddy. But you're going to know something.
Right.
Where you're walking away from something that God is using to birth something in. Now, it works on the opposite end. What's my next statement? Paul was interceding for all those believers that were divinely connected to his ministry. Get it? That's why I pray. And that's why when people go or leave, it don't bother me. I ain't mad at nobody. Maybe you just don't want to call for me to help give birth and cause something to leap in you that God placed in you. Only God know that. So that's why Paul was praying. Huh? Look at 1 Corinthians 3:5. Then who is Paul? Who is Pastor D? Who is Apollos? But ministers whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I'm not given to every man. But if I'm given to you, something leaps in you. Something comes alive. I'm not, so it don't bother me. I'm not the only pastor, teacher, prophet in the land. But if I'm given to you, when you come under my anointing, stuff come alive. Direction come, light come. And so it goes on both sides. Those that were connected to Paul, and they gonna know it because God gave you to that. That's one. The Lord placed them in the church as it has pleased him. Now let me close with this. When your spiritual father teaches, because someone, who is my spiritual father? This is your spiritual father, not the person who led you to the Lord, and not in the church you grew up in. It's a person who brings light. You know who your spiritual father is? It's the one who caused something to leap in your spirit. Light, revelation, understanding, clarity comes. You might have got saved when you were 7 in a Baptist church or Presbyterian church. You might have known someone led you to the Lord in a youth camp. But your spiritual father is the one who something leaps. Because God, you're divinely connected. Huh? Paul knew he was supposed to be with Barnabas. Huh? Ruth knew she was divinely connected to Naomi. And even though the father-in-law and her husband and Oprah's husband, all the men that died, no inheritance, yet she was connected. And Oprah went back to her homeland. But Ruth said, where you go, I'll go. Where you die, I'll die. And God connected her. And they went gleaming. And God had her set up to glean in the garden of Boaz, the most wealthy man in the day. You know where your Boaz is? It's when God divinely connects you. And she was humble because she was on her knees. And Boaz said, who is that lady? My God, my God. She's more, woo! She said, cause, put extra to fall for her. And told her, get up off your feet. He said, I've chosen you for my wife. And she was, because she was condemned. God know how to change you and take you off of your feet begging and make you, praise God, connected to wealth when God hooked you up. Are y'all listening to me? Y'all better be listening to me. 1 Corinthians 4, 11. Let me read it. Hurry up. Time going out. And after all, you should have 10,000 instructors. Everybody want to tell you, you need to go here. You need to go there. Huh. Yet you don't have many followers. I gave birth to you through Jesus Christ of the gospel. Follow me if you read them. You got 10,000 instructors, but are you connected to them? There are people, yeah, you need to do this. You need to do this. So your spiritual father, do they cause something to leap in you? Or do you just go there because it's comfort, because they get out early? You didn't get past it. You don't have to learn something. Y'all be about like you in that school. But other we get out before 12. We the first one in KNW because we get out early. Oh, that's the only reason you want to go to church, because you're first one in KNW? Or do you want someone that's going to feed you, that's going to bring something alive in you? Someone that's going to change and revolutionize life, because you can't even sleep because God was all up in your mail. God, because God was using me to read your mail. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tell you everything that, and stuff start leaping and turning in you because you know you were divinely come. What do you want?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ooh, thank you. I'm talking to you that's live streaming. Something leaving to you, get in this church. Quit streaming. Show up on Sunday morning. So I can help you give birth to your dream.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ruth had no reason to stay with Naomi because the men represented wealth and inheritance. She had nothing. She was reduced to begging on her knees. God says, I'm connecting you to this woman. See, it's not always be when they get rich and money. God connect you to somebody you don't even realize. And she said, where you go, I'll go. And your God will be my God. And where you die, I don't care if you ain't got no money. I don't care if I don't have to beg and gleam out in the fields. God says, I got something for you because of your humility and your loyalty. And Boaz comes in from Jerusalem. Got all these beautiful women. There's a woman on her knees picking up stuff that's falling from the back. And God highlights her. God knows how to shine the light on her. What God got for you, you ain't got to go to bed with no, you ain't got to sleep with no boss. What God got for you, he can, he can connect. I know. Why you think I'm so successful? I mean, God is connected with people in my life. And I ain't got time for barren, dead folks who just want to fuss and argue. The question is, do anything leap in you when I teach? That's the divine. God has placed you in the body at his pleasure. You didn't even know why you were coming. But it's to benefit you to give birth. Mary could not have done it alone. But Elizabeth's salutation. Elizabeth needed to know that this baby would be connected to Jesus. And that's why John, after he was born in Jesus, after he came on the scene, John knew him. Behold, the Lamb of God. I know this man. Because there are divine connections to fulfill the dream and visions in your life. Did you get anything out of this? Okay. I've done my job.